If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlow. As always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. I just got a phone call. Was there any delay? I think I declined the call, and here I am saying I'm juiced, but I'm curious, how long did you have to wait before I responded?
It wasn't that long. I mean, it's not a huge deal. I was thinking you were just like going to just, you know, ignore me and act like nothing happened, but we're good. It wasn't that long of a delay.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm actually down bad per usual, but yeah, more to come in the pod. I don't want to spoil anything.
Nice. And joining us for the first time in a long time, Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike, how's it going?
It's going good, boys. How are you guys?
Well, gambling-wise, not so good, but we're doing pretty good otherwise.
Let's not base life off of gambling, am I right?
Yes, exactly. But
unless your name is literally Patty Parlays.
I was going to say, that's a little bit tough to swing for me, but we're still going.
Funny.
All right, boys. Topic of the day. I think they need to bring the spider tack back in baseball. Now,
why?
I'm getting there, you know, obviously. So after last year, you know, there were insane offensive numbers last year, like record-breaking numbers in the MLB last year. And so they said, "Oh, well, the ball's too juiced. So we're going to take some of the pop out of the ball. We're going to change the ball up. It's not going to fly out as much, right?" And so home runs and, you know, hitting was down this year. Pitching was doing better this year. So we got what everyone wanted. You know, we kind of had more of a balanced game, maybe leaning more towards the pitchers. And then halfway through the season, they decide, hey, we're going to start checking for this stuff. It could be spider tack, could be sunscreen. It could be anything, some kind of foreign substance that the pitchers are using. And now they're hitting home runs again. Now the numbers are off the charts again. It's like, one, you got what you wanted at the beginning of the season, and then you just changed halfway through. Like, why do it in the middle of the season, and then why change something when you literally changed the whole game after what happened last season?
I think it's baseball's more fun when the hitters are better than the pitchers.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
I say any advantage a pitcher should have should be banned, and I'm 100% for that. And I kind of love whenever the umpires come to check and the people just, like, pull their pants down. I think that's electric.
That's not happening anymore. That happened at first, but that's not happening anymore. And if we're going to, you know, check the pitchers for this stuff, okay, why don't we bring back the old baseballs? Okay, why don't we let them all use steroids and HGH? Let's just make it a home run fest the whole time.
What I've said since day one.
I'm just saying. I mean, basically, all stats and everything that I've used to help me gamble in Major League Baseball up to this point, basically gone out the window. I basically have to start from scratch now because all of these pitchers are now having completely different stats than they were the first half of the season, whether it be going good to bad or bad to good.
Was every pitcher using this shit?
Not everyone, but you have to look at...
It has to be a majority if your entire... If like, your entire strategy has to change.
Right. But I'm just saying, the pitchers that you thought
majority?
Were...
I think that's cap, is what I'm saying.
I mean, it's hard to tell right now, but who's also to say, like, a relief pitcher that only pitches, you know, maybe one or two innings a series or whatever... was using the stuff or whatever, or even like a closer, you know, like a Aroldis Chapman, you know, you just have to basically change everything and you have to start from scratch because you don't know who was using it and who wasn't.
I don't know. Not to be on Patty's side because I don't like doing that, but I completely agree with Patty. Everything about this is terrible. Like, I mean, you want to have people hit more home runs, like, make the field smaller or, you know, increase the distance between the plate and the mound. Like, there's so many different things you can do. Like, I don't know. I think this is just a grasp at them trying to be too controlling and Like,
that,
you know,
is
just,
that not an advantage though for a pitcher?
I mean, if the pitcher's just literally trying to get a grip on the ball and they can't grip the ball, I mean, the batter gets to use tape and pine tar and shit on his bat so he can grip the bat. Why can't the pitcher grip the ball?
I think it's different. I think it'd be like if, like, the batter could, like, put something on his bat to make the ball go further. Because, like, a pitcher having better grip on a ball dramatically, like, makes him a better pitcher because of, like, the spin. Like, I don't know. It seems like an advantage to me.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I also think the bigger issue, the bigger point is, let's not implement this in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think we should. I think the Red Legs are about 6-1 since this shit started happening, so I'm all for it.
That's just part of their roller coaster. They're going up a hill. They'll be 2-7 the next 9. So don't worry.
Oh yeah, yeah. We blew it in the 9th last night. It's already started.
Yep. Yep. Oh, the Reds bullpen is starting to revert back to some normalcy after I kind of gave him a shout out on the last episode. Also, Luis Castillo, you know, he's getting back to being terrible after this spider tech thing happened. So, you know, shout out to that. But anyways, you know, I just wanted to touch on it. There's we could talk all day about this, go back and forth. It's stupid that they're doing this in the middle of the season, but we'll hopefully, you know, our gambling gets back on track and we figure out some of this stuff. All right, let's go into an NBA playoffs update. They are in the finals. Second game of the finals is tomorrow. Suns versus Bucks. Suns are leading the series 1-0. They won last night. Giannis did play game one for the Bucks, so I assume he's playing the rest of the series, you know, barring any additional injuries or setbacks. I personally think if the Bucks want to have a chance at winning this series, they need to steal game two.
I disagree.
Really? So you're telling me that if the Suns go up 2-0, there is a formula out there that the Bucks could win in seven?
The Bucks can still win. They actually can win in six, Pat. Technically. 2-0 is not series over. It has never been series over. There's probably so many series, especially NBA Finals, where they were down 2-0 and then won the series. 2-0 is not panic time. 2-0 is like, okay, we have to win the next one or we're fucked, obviously. But 2-0 is a lot better than 3-1. And, like, I mean, it's Giannis. If he plays better, if his, like, knee gets better, whatever the case may be. Like, the Suns aren't – Suns are great. I hope the Suns win the finals. I think Chris Paul deserves a title. But, like, this is not, like, a super team. This is not, like, the Warriors. This is not LeBron. It's the Phoenix Suns. So, 2-0, I might take a little – cheddar on the Bucks just because they have great value. So I'm honestly hoping the Bucks lose, and I'm honestly hoping that they get great value because I might jump on that.
The Suns are the better team.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't think that the Bucks are as good as what you're thinking or some people even might think. But
I don't follow it enough, but I'm just saying for 2-0 to call it series over is nuts.
We'll see.
The Bucks were down 2-0 against the Brooklyn Nets.
Correct. And then
Kyrie, a better team than the Suns. Even though they weren't healthy, I still think Brooklyn might be better than the Suns.
A not full healthy Brooklyn Nets is not better than a full healthy Phoenix Suns.
It's debatable, though.
I don't think so. But either way, let's move to the ice. NHL finals are going on. Tampa leads 3-1. Game 5 is tonight in Tampa. Diz, did you by chance see what the Tampa mayor said about this and everything that was going on? And do you think that means that they will absolutely win tonight for the gentleman's sweep?
You know, I actually read the episode notes today, believe it or not. And
hey, look at you.
I saw that, and I did not end up following up and seeing what he said. So what did this man's have to say?
It's a she, first off.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, I'm canceled.
But anyways, she basically was like, so the Canadiens being from Montreal, they did not allow, you know, a whole bunch of Tampa Bay fans into the stadium for game four. And she was just basically like, hey, you guys should lose game four and come home in game five in Tampa and win this series.
That's electric. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
It's worth watching the video if you're looking for it.
There's a video of her saying it?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
That's amazing.
Look it up. It's worth a watch. It's probably only, you know, a minute tops. I don't know that for sure, but it can't play out any better for her if they pull it off tonight.
Yeah, but then again, if the Canadians do the impossible, she is down bad forever.
Correct. That, yes, 100%.
That's pretty sweet. Honestly, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So, hopefully we get some more hockey. Hopefully the Canadians pull it off, but I'm not too confident in it.
Before we move on, I think the Canadians are dead, but you got to think about how hype it is if Canadians take it to six.
Yeah, yeah.
Because being down 3-0, even the chance of it getting to a game seven, like, I don't know. I just thought the series was over. I thought they were going to get swept.
Yep, you know? Me too.
At least, you know, like, if they win tonight, game six is going to be really fun to watch. And then, Lord have mercy, if it goes to seven, like, I might just house call the Canadians because I'm so cold anyways. But I don't know. I hope they win tonight. I hope we see a game six. I'm in denial about hockey being over. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm stupidly saying Canadians have a chance.
Well, and the, you know, if you think about it, say the Canadians pull off the improbable upset tonight, then we have game six going back to Montreal. And then I could very easily see in Montreal winning game six, and then it's all of a sudden a game seven winner take all back in Tampa. I mean, that's what you're hoping for. Okay, Mike.
It's not going to happen.
No, like, that's dope. That's what cat means.
He still doesn't know what that means, but anyways.
Hey, you think, before we move on, you think what the mayor said is going to bite her in the ass? Like, is that not going to, if you're the opposing team, is that not like an absolute, that, like, fuming? Like,
that lights a fire under your ass. Yes, 100%. Yeah. But with that being said, they only ended up winning by one goal, 3-2 in overtime at game four at home. So
that's how you have to beat the Lightning, though. They're that freaking good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all taken out of context. Everyone needs to quit getting their panties all up in a wad. Let the mayor have negativity. Some fun.
No, I love what the mayor said. I love what the mayor said. But I'm just saying, if the Canadians win like two straight, that mayor is definitely to blame. That's all I'm going to say.
As long as they win the series, it doesn't matter.
That's correct. And they will win the series because they're that freaking good. And my team took them to six in the first freaking round. Sorry, I'm salty.
Oh, well. All right. Let's review best bets for Monday. I went 1-2. Like I mentioned earlier, I've been ice cold in MLB since the spider tack disappeared. But I might mix it up a little bit tonight. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And if you guys didn't see, I tweeted out a best bet from Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike was kind of involved with this. Diz said he was, but or maybe it wasn't Dirty Mike. Was it your other friend, Michael?
It was Dirty Mike.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure and clarify that. But we tweeted it out. They picked Federer to win Wimbledon at like plus 850. But he lost today, so
he got swept today. It was worse than loss.
Well, okay. Mike texts me, and he convinced me. So shout out to Mike. Mike, you could be a salesman.
Sorry, really shout out. It didn't work.
He goes. Feds plus 850 to win Wimbledon. It's good value. And I immediately reply, that's not good value. He's old. He couldn't win a 5-set match. Blah 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 blah. And then I watched the end of his match, and like, because it was raining, the Medvedev Hurkacz match didn't finish, so Feds got an extra day of rest. So my thought was like, oh, screw it. Feds gets an extra day of rest. No way he loses to Hurkacz, because Hurkacz was up like 2-1 against Medvedev. So I'm like, all right, he's going to beat Hurkacz. He's going to get to the semis, and he's not even going to play Djokovic because he's going to play the winner of Berrettini and whatever his face is. I think Berrettini ended up winning. So I was like, he can beat Hurkacz. He can beat Berrettini. I'm thinking like, okay, Feds is automatically in the final because he gets that extra day of rest, which is a huge thing in singles tennis. So I'm thinking like, okay, it's him and Djokovic in the final. And instead of getting like plus 400, like he'd get in a final, I'm getting plus 850. And so I was like, all right, I'm fully on board. Let's do it. And then I couldn't be on the pod to announce it. And then I'm literally watching it in the office today, trying to not get caught watching the match. He's up a break in the second set. He gets broken, loses the tiebreaker, and then loses 6-0 in the third. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
It was a retirement party. That's all it was.
It's really sad. He's truly my favorite tennis player to watch growing up. And I don't think he's done yet, but I don't think he's ever gonna be in a Grand Slam final. This was probably his best bet, so it's kind of sad.
Yeah, but so oh well, it is how it is, or it is what it is. Let's get into our best bets of the night. So I'm starting off on the ice in the NHL. I'm going Lightning -1.5 versus the Canadiens. I'm riding with the mayor here. I think the Lightning pull it off at home. But also, it's kind of an emotional hedge here. You know, I'm really pulling hard for the Canadiens. So I figure I'll lose a best bet at the expense of the Canadiens winning. But the one thing we cannot have, that's the one thing we cannot have. If the Lightning win by one, I lose on all accounts and I'll be down real bad.
What if they shot you in the face?
It's a risk, we are willing to take.
Yep. So I'm going Lightning -1.5 tonight versus the Canadiens. Actually at plus money, so I find that kind of interesting. But
in your defense, hate to cut you off before you're done with your best bets. That's a very good bet because with literally the season on the line,
they're
pull
gonna
the goal have an empty net for a long time.
Yep. That was my thought process as well.
The chances of them only winning by one,
slim.
If it goes into overtime, you're hosed.
Well, you're dead. You're dead after 90 minutes at that point.
Yeah. So, but it's honestly good value because of the fact that like if the Lightning are up one, Montreal will pull with like 2 minutes left because their season's on the line.
Maybe even with five if they get real crazy.
Not with five.
I've seen them do it in this playoffs where they've pulled with like 5 minutes left.
Only down by one?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So, anyways.
Yeah, I like it. Keep it moving. Sorry about that.
Now, these other best bets, we're going to the diamond here. I'm going Toronto, Baltimore, first five over 6.5 runs. 6.5 is a lot, but we're going to keep this train riding this train. Matt Harvey is pitching for the Orioles, so I'm betting the over. First five, over 6.5.
And the spider tack, so let the balls fly, am I right?
Bingo. He gets it. And then my last pick, now this one I don't feel super great about, but we're going Diamondbacks money line versus the Rockies. It's at Arizona. Rockies are a much worse team on the road than they are at home. And I'm keeping it simple here. Castellanos is pitching for the Diamondbacks. That's it. If that is your name, then you're killing it right now. We're going with Castellanos and the Diamondbacks. Give me Diamondbacks money line versus the Rockies.
Damn straight.
Fun fact, Castellanos is actually not in the lineup for the Reds today. So if only one Castellanos can be good at a time, Diamondbacks have him on the diamond today. Let's go for it. All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets of the night?
I have two. And I'll go ahead and read my first one, but my second one is a little bit different, all right?
Okay, so I'm intrigued. You got me listening, but go ahead.
I'm a lost puppy. NHL is about to end. NBA is about to end. Not that I bet on the NBA, but we're just like,
you didn't bet the NBA anyways.
We're about to hit that patch where there's not a lot of sports to watch and bet on that you typically bet on. So I'm kind of a lost puppy. I'm ice cold. I'm down bad. This Wimbledon is the first Grand Slam tournament since I started betting about 3-4 years ago that I've lost money during a Grand Slam. So I literally don't think I can make money unless I put like $400 on Djokovic because his odds are so insanely high to win the tournament. So I think I'm just going to take the L and walk.
Probably smart.
But I'm down bad. I'm a lost puppy. So I'm changing up my best bets, okay? I'm doing a MLB parlay for my first best bet.
Okay.
Phillies Cubs over 7.5, A's versus Astros over 8.5, and Yankees versus Mariners over 8. I have no logic behind this other than the fact that these were the three lowest run totals of games that hadn't already started today. Because Wednesdays, there are day games. I got off work. I checked FanDuel. That's what I'm riding with. Great value, $1 to win $6.50. Just need some value at this point in my life to get back on track. And then my second bet, Patty, what is the slogan of this show? I just bought some merch of this.
Bet together, win together?
Yeah, so I need an assist. Whatever best bet you are most confident about, I'm going to bet that with you as my second best bet. So what would that bet be?
The one I'm most confident about, I'm probably saying... probably Lightning minus 1.5.
Okay, that pains my soul because I really want the Canadians to win, but I guess it's an emotional hedge. Lightning minus 1.5 will be my second best bet. Those are my best bets. Bet together, win together, baby.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And you even touched on there, you know, you're hammering the over in the MLB because the spider tack is gone. So we're just talking dingers on dingers tonight.
Dessert.
Dirty Mike, do you want to drop a best bet for us, or do you have anything you want to add?
I do. I got one off the wall for you here.
Can't wait. Lay it on us.
So, this week's golf tournament is the John Deere Classic out in Iowa. Not a whole lot of the big names are playing because they're getting ready for the Open, which is next week. However, I did see that... the senior U.S. Open is also this week. However, a front runner for the senior U.S. Open is bailing on that to play in the John Deere. That would be Steve Stricker. So kind of like a one of those, well, why would you go play a John Deere event and not play senior U.S. Open? And it's because if you win the John Deere, you get a whole lot more money than if you win the senior U.S. Open. And Steve Stricker has won the John Deere multiple times. In fact, there was one point where he won it 3 years in a row. So you can get Steve Stricker at plus 4,500. That's what I'm sending.
Let's go. I love it. That's some good research too there. I'm really impressed.
Yeah, I might have watched Golf Channel this afternoon, but yeah, we'll call it research.
Hey, it is what it is. It doesn't matter how you get the information. It's just that information is there and it's reliable, and I'm on board with it.
Yeah.
All right. So,
Sorry, Pat. It's really interesting that like all these senior golfers are still like, you know, like can play with like the normal tour. I mean, like if you think about anything else, like a 50-year-old sports player in any sport isn't even able to play in the same competition, much less like be competitive.
Yeah, I agree. Now, pivoting off of that, which that just reminded me of it, but so the Olympics are coming up, right? And baseball is actually in this year's Olympics, but it's during the middle of the MLB season, so a lot of the good players aren't playing in it. But there's
any good players playing?
No. But the interesting thing is a lot of retired MLB players are actually playing in the Olympics. The most notable one that stood out to me or that I know of is Todd Frazier. Our boy Todd Frazier is actually playing for the U.S. of A. in the Olympics.
So I love this, and I learned about that from the Jim Day podcast. So shout out Jim Day. Jim Day interviewed him, and it was straight up, no, he didn't retire. He straight up was like, I don't want to play for the Pirates. I'm going to go play for Team USA.
But yeah, so it's interesting. That just made me think of it. I mean, Todd Frazier's old. He's old for a baseball player, isn't he?
I think he's like 33, 34. So not terribly old. I think he's like Votto's age, but like, yeah, he's old, and he's definitely past his prime.
Yeah, but that just made me think of that. So that's interesting. The Olympics for baseball should be all over the place.
Isn't this just another reason why MLB is terrible and the NHL is amazing? The NHL literally takes a 2-week break during Olympics and lets their best players play for their teams. And the MLB is just like, well, figure out someone else to play for your team.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is the MLB is twice as many games as the NHL.
Yeah.
So you'd think it'd be like, all right, let's just shorten the season, or like, let's take a couple weeks off. I'm with you.
I mean, I don't know, maybe some old-time baseball fans are going to yell at me for this, but it's like, how hard would it be to take a 2-week break? You already have an all-star break, which I get is like 3 days, but make it 2 weeks and let the best players for their countries go play for their countries in the Olympics. Like, every fourth year, you can't make an exception. Like, come on, guys.
And you got to think about like the Dominican Republic. Like, they don't have any chance in any other sport except baseball.
Yeah, they'd probably win in baseball.
Yeah, so like it would just be, it'd be really dope for those kind of countries.
Yeah, it's interesting for sure. But anyways, Hail Mary parlay of the day, it already lost. And I'm so mad about it because the Braves were down 2-3 after 5 innings. And then in the sixth, they came out and scored 5 runs. And so now they're leading 7-3. So great. Thanks for that. But I will tell you this. So I told you guys I'm going to mix it up a little bit. Be on the lookout on our Twitter at SportsBetByDumb. I am eyeing some home run parlays tonight. Once those lineups get finalized, I will take a look. And with Spider Tack gone, I think there'll be a lot of dingers. So I am going for a home run parlay with some pretty good value later on tonight. So just be on the lookout on our social media pages for that. All right, gentlemen, you got anything you need to get off your chest before we wrap it up? Is you're breaking up real bad. We can't hear anything you're saying. Did we lose Diz altogether? There we go.
Glad Mike joined the pod, and it's hilarious.
We got you now. Start over from what you were going to say.
Because he's still on working hours. Oh, no. You got anything? Just call it. I'm good. Oh, champ. Wait, you got me? I was just going to say, shout out to Mike for joining the pod. And it's hilarious.
It is what it is, man. You know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Still on business hours. Once he gets off work, he can't join the pod.
I mean, when you have a 3-year-old, you'll
get it. I'm jealous of that, honestly. Someone's got to like me first, bub.
Not where I was going, but I'll cry for you.
Thanks, bub.
All right. Well, that got to an interesting spot. But thank you all for listening. As always, Friday is another celeb bet edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. So please send in your celeb bets. Let's load it up. And don't be afraid to get a little weird. You know, we're coming up at the end of the NBA season, the end of the NHL season. Baseball's in the dog days of summer. Maybe you want to mix it up a little bit. Give us something crazy. Don't be afraid to do that. We love those. But thank you all for listening, and we will see you all on Friday.
Do something crazy. Do something crazy.